Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW. In Sitka, joining me in the studio, Roger Schmidt, Sitka Fine Arts Camp, and also Sarah Martinson, Sitka High School music teacher. They're both here because Sitka Jazz Fest is happening this week. Here to tell you all about it. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Thanks.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Well, Jazz Fest is running Thursday through Saturday at the Performing Arts Center. And we have some new featured guest artists and also one returning guest artist that apparently people are fairly excited about. Roger, who's going to be in town?
Yeah, sure. There's some amazing guest artists this year. Mike Kernin's been working really hard to put together a great cast. And I think the person that we're really excited about who's returning is Barbara Morrison. And Barbara came a number of years ago. And I was telling you earlier, I was out of town. I missed it. But it was the funniest thing, as I was coming into town, even on the airplane, people were like, oh my God, you just missed the best concert ever. Have you ever, you know, and the next week, everybody kept coming up to me. I don't know why, but they're just like, did you see Barbara Morrison? People were so excited about her. She's an incredible singer. She draws the audience in. She energizes the audience, and she just wins their hearts. And so Mike was really excited to bring her back this year. He was really excited because her arranger is an old friend of all of ours, Mike and mine from Jazz on the Waterfront. His name is Bill Liston, and Bill's the arranger for a lot of the big band for the big band. He arranges the music for the big bands that she sings for, and so he's arranged a whole set of big band music to back Barbara, and we're really excited about that. So she'll be back. She's sung with Count Basie Band, with Clayton Hamilton. She's toured the world, the continent. She's sang with sort of every, you know, famous person, famous jazz artist, Dizzy Gillespie, you know, people of that stature, and is one of the greatest. And then Bijan Watson is coming, and Bijan is he's recorded with Harry Connick Jr. He's recorded with Michael Bublé. He's recorded with Michael Jackson. He's one of these first call top trumpet players. He's played with the Boston Pops Orchestra, and he's lead trumpet with, I think, what is arguably today's best jazz band, the Clayton Hamilton Big Band. And he'll be one of the guest artists. And then this trombone player, Marshall Jilks, and I say this trombone player because I heard about him. He's kind of one of these folks that a few years ago sort of popped onto the internet scene, and friends of mine, all my sort of trombone buddies all around the country are like sending, have you seen this guy play? And these YouTube clips start showing up of Marshall Jilks. He's amazing, and he has incredible technical facility. He's also a writer. He just put out an album with the WDR big band of his music featuring him, and he's did another thing with the Army Band, and so the same thing that he will be playing his music, and he'll be fronting as a soloist for a big band, as well as he'll be doing other stuff too that Sarah can talk about. And then Bill Liston finally is the third, sort of the fourth featured artist. Bill is a top call woodwind player, saxophones, flutes, clarinets in Los Angeles. I don't think there's anybody in Sitka that hasn't heard Bill Liston play. They just might not know it because he's been on most of the major, you know, most of them. He's first call for all the Hollywood movies that and TV shows that go out. He's also an orchestrator, and he orchestrated Pirates of the Caribbean, some other big movies like that as well. So he's a name that people might not have heard of, but it would be unusual if people haven't heard him in some context on some movie somewhere. And then there's a bunch of other jazz musicians also coming in that, you know, just sort of goes on and on. There's the Air Force Band, and then a bunch of other guests as well. So it's a lot of great players in town.
And then, Sarah, we also have great young players in town, don't we? Sitka High School music students as well as visiting schools. Tell us about them.
Well, we have four visiting high schools. We have two schools from Fairbanks, one from Anchorage, and one from Juneau. And our Sitka High Jazz Band and Sitka High Vocal Jazz are performing, as well as two jazz bands from Blatchley Middle School. On Friday in the afternoon, we have all of our visiting high schools and one of Blatchley's groups. And on Friday and Saturday, we have the other Sitka groups performing. On Saturday, we have performing in the evening concert, the All-Alaska Jazz Band, which is made up of some Sitka students, some and mostly other visiting students who all auditioned for this All-State Jazz Band, got accepted, and they will be rehearsing very hard on Thursday and Friday with Bijan Watson to make a band in 2 days and perform on Saturday. So it should be great.
You know, we talk about this every year, but it really is quite unique and amazing that top-notch jazz artists come to our little town to perform, and also that students from all over the state get to work with them and learn from them, as well as Sitkins. I mean, this is a pretty unique and amazing arrangement, I think.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No, it's absolutely. And the arts are such a huge part of what makes Sitka work at this point, and this festival is... It's been around for years, and it's talked about all over the country, and it brings great people and great energy. There's a lot of sort of enthusiasm outside of Sitka that Mike Kernin and the folks that he's worked with in the past have been able to sort of build, and it's certainly a jazz festival that people know about all over the country.
And it has been going on for years, and it seems like there's something new every year. This year, there's a somewhat new format, so people have more opportunities and different opportunities to enjoy the music.
Yeah, so one of the big changes is the Jazz Fest has always been sort of famous for sort of having this mega concert that goes from 7 till 8. And what we wanted to do this year was break it into chunks so that the audience could sort of pick and choose. And so you have student concerts from 4 to 6 in the afternoon. Then you have a two and a half hour, no longer than 2.5 hour long concert in the evening at the Performing Arts Center that is really highlighting the guest artists, the top Sitka bands, and the All Alaska Jazz Band. And then at 10 o'clock each night, there's a club experience. And a club experience at the pub will be small format, small groups, really focusing hard on improvising and jamming. And that'll go from 10 to late. So there's this opportunity for jazz aficionados and jazz lovers and music lovers to sort of pick and choose how much they want and what type they want. It'll be a lot more of a big band format in the 7 to 9 time, and a lot more of a combo format at the 10 to late at the pub.
And Sarah, what a great opportunity for Alaska music students to see mm-hmm. the breadth and the depth of what you can do as a jazz performer out there.
Absolutely. Our students see so much of so many great performances. And beyond just performing, our students get to take classes with some of the artists. On Saturday, we have clinics running in the morning. So the students are playing with these musicians. They're taking lessons from these musicians. They're just learning about all kinds of things that we don't offer in school. Like Bill Listen's doing a class on writing music for the movies, which is something that these students don't get to learn about on an ordinary day. And outside of their interaction with the artists one-on-one, they get to see them perform on stage with the big band. And it's a really special experience. They get to see artists play, they get to learn from artists, and they get to just hang out with the artists, which I think makes them seem like real people. A lot of times we go to concerts and we see great musicians and we're kind of intimidated. We don't want to, you know, it's hard to break that barrier when someone is that professional, that amazing, but it's great for our students to really just get to hang out with these people and really get to know them.
Because when you break the barrier, then you, the student, could you see yourself in their shoes?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I could be doing this mm-hmm. as
it's
well.
Inspiring.
Yeah. Well, are you looking forward to it, Sarah? This is your second year at Sitka High as the teacher, so mm-hmm. your second Jazz Fest.
It is my second year at Sitka High, but I did fall in love with Sitka Jazz Fest when I was in high school. I came here from the Anchorage area to Jazz Fest for the Alaska Jazz Band, and that's when I really got to know the festival. That was back when it was in the gym. It had a different feel to it, but it was still a lot of fun. And this is my second year as a teacher with students at Sitka Jazz Festival, and I'm very excited.
So it was inspiring for you.
It was, absolutely.
And Roger, what's something you're particularly looking forward to this year?
I get to play in the big band with Sarah and other musicians, and the festival big band. Again, there's, you know, student big bands as well. I'm really looking forward to getting to be on stage with Barbara Morrison. So I guess in that way, I'm just like the high school kids. You know, I can't wait to get an opportunity to share rehearsals and the music experience with these artists that we're talking about. That'll be really fun. And then, as Sarah said too, you know, there's nothing quite like seeing kids light up from an experience. That's my favorite thing in the world, is seeing kids transformed by the power of music and the arts.
And playing in a big band, it is really exciting. There's just this energy, this synergy that happens.
Yeah, I wish everybody could experience it. You know, what it feels like to be in a band when everybody's playing hard and playing well. It's just like this, explosion of great, great. It's great. I wish everybody could do it. It's one of the best feelings there is.
So Sitka Jazz Festival is this Thursday through Saturday at the Performing Arts Center. Where can people get more information, and where can they pick up tickets?
And people can get more information at sitkajazzfestival.org. They can get tickets, I believe, at the door. We had some students running around town selling tickets, but I think that is over. So tickets can be sold at the door of the PAC, and the first concert is 4 p.m. on Friday.
Okay, great. And is there a website people could go to for the schedule?
Yes, sitkajazzfestival.org.
Great. Well, thank you both so much for joining
us
today.
Thanks, Melissa.
We've been speaking with Sarah Martinson, Sitka High School music teacher, and Roger Schmidt from Sitka Fine Arts Camp.